A couple minutes after 5 o'clock here on this Wednesday.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. It's a Wednesday. We're kind of midweek. I'm going to give you something random today. How about the top 5 pets you can own?
Is that random?
No, very random. Very okay, random. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The hamster.
I hate the hamster.
You know why I like the hamster? The accessories. How cool is it? It's the only pet you can own. You buy an exercise wheel, you watch him run on it. It's different.
Yeah, but think about if that hamster escapes and that was running around your house and all the little secrets it'll give you.
You forget what's running around my house? I mean, the hamster would be the least of my worries. Possums and everything else. Here we go.
Number 4.
The ferret.
Leave my ferrets alone.
Well, hold on. They're number 4 on the list, Tiki. That's good. When I was younger, my friend Sean had ferrets, stunk up the whole house. But now I see the barber ferrets getting walked on leashes, and I think to myself, what an evolution as
there
a pet.
There it is. Spaghetti and biscuit.
Spaghetti and biscuit. Here we go.
Number 3.
Number 3 is the cat.
The cat's number 3.
Huh? The best thing I could say about the cat, keeps rodents away. Big plus. But you know what? If you don't declaw those things, then it's trouble.
It's dangerous.
So that is a tough spot because declawing is like really mean.
I know.
And you shouldn't do it. But cats with the claws can, rip up your house.
Yeah, who needs cat scratch fever?
Yeah, I had a cat. I had Freedom. She passed away many years ago. That was her name, Freedom. Very patriotic name. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I loved her. And I loved having a cat. And I had a cat named Sushi for a while. And I love Sushi.
How do you have a cat named Freedom and a dog named Dudley?
You want the answer to that?
Yes.
So I adopted...
Freedom. This country, it's amazing, especially on a day like today. And Dudley.
Okay.
Dudley probably looks like one of the Dudley boys.
I'll give you an answer. I adopted Freedom in 2003, and yes, it was a patriotic name. Every reason that you just gave, yes, I love Freedom. It's one of our great attributes in our great country, especially on a day like today, when we think about the people that fight for our freedom. So that's why I named it Freedom. As far as Dudley's concerned, that was respect. Mm. I adopted Dudley from North Shore Animal League out on Long Island. And when I adopted him as a baby, he had a name. And that name was Dudley. Mm. And I thought he looked like Dudley. I thought it was just such a perfect name. So I didn't name him, but I respected that that's what his name was. Now, I was going to change it. Like, and I will tell you what the name was if you care. But I had a name that I was ready to change.
Jake.
No, it was Ike.
For Ike Davis?
No, for Dwight Eisenhower.
Thank you.
Like assuming he'd name a dog after Ike Davis. Is that out of line?
He's a huge Eisenhower
fan. He's got a podcast named after Rico Bronya.
I liked Ike Davis. I was not naming my dog after Ike Davis, okay? Not all of us name our pets or kids after athletes, Sean.
Yeah, but by the way, Ranger got him from North Shore Animal League. Changed his name. Pango was out
away.
I would have changed his name. The problem was he looked like a Dudley.
Okay.
If you ever met him, you'd say, you know what? That's fitting. So that's my answer.
What'd you do with Freedom when he passed?
What I do with Freedom?
Yeah.
I spread her ashes at Gettysburg.
Cremated?
Yeah.
No frying pan, though,
permission from Gettysburg?
I did not. I thought it was the right thing to do.
Just dumped.
I would not use the word dumped. I spread her ashes at a hallowed ground in American history.
What was the action that you used to spread her ashes? You turned the canister upside down and dumped it.
No. I actually put my hand in and spread it out.
Did you do this by yourself?
I was with my dear friend Patrick, and my man Patrick gave me a few minutes by myself. He knew what was going on. He thought it was the funniest thing ever, and he's a radio host, so he talked about it on his radio show for many years, and he left me some alone time, and I did it by myself in Gettysburg.
God bless Freedom. We miss her.
Thank you.
Number 2.
The fish comes in at number 2.
Fish?
You know why the fish is so high?
Short-lived?
Yeah. The fish, you never, never cry when they die.
Especially a beta fish.
Yeah.
But you get sucked up in the filter.
They mind their own business. You sprinkle a little food, and you're not emotionally attached. That's why it's a great pet.
Right.
All right, number 1.
All right.
Number 1.
It's the dog.
Yeah, of course.
The dog is a human.
Yeah. The dog is a human. The dog is like a human.
It is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm very close between dog and cat. I know like there's like this controversy. Am I a dog person? Am I a cat person?
Dog.
I love dogs and cats almost equally. I always say cats are like roommates, dogs are like children.
Dog! They are.
That's how I would view it.